Blog Talk Radio.
Time now for the Gridiron Stud Show.
So you can be all American.
I'm actually now, man.
Yeah.
Actually, I can do it now.
You can do it now?
Yeah, I can do it. But I'm trying to focus on my position.
With your host, Chad Wilson.
It ain't no mere Chad. You got to be something in the mix.
Bringing you high school, college, and NFL talk.
I don't rap a discipline.
Minasan. You all need more discipline. True discipline.
Come on, get a grip.
Call us on the show today.
Don't get out of my face with that crazy stuff.
The number to call, 347-633-9365.
Y'all got to take, y'all know that.
Or you can reach us on Twitter, at Gridiron Stud. And now, your host, Chad Wilson. Chad Wilson, Amel Calamino, a nice little 15-minute segment of the Gridiron Stud Show. One topic here today, Amel, and that's the new college football playoff rankings. This is the second week of the college football playoff rankings, and of course, that always gets people riled up. And so we're here to talk about it.
To get them all fired up. They're all fired up about where their team is ranked and how these guys messed it up and yada, yada, yada.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. So we're here to talk about it. Let's jump into it really quick. And what we have here is, let's just go through it real quick. College football playoff rankings. We can kind of run it up against what the AP Top 25 says. It's college football playoff rankings. Alabama 1, Clemson 2, Miami 3, Oklahoma 4, Wisconsin 5, Auburn 6, Georgia 7, Notre Dame 8, Ohio State 9, Penn State 10. We run that up against what the AP Top 25 came out with. They have Alabama at 1, Miami 2, Oklahoma 3, Clemson 4, Wisconsin 5, Auburn 6, Georgia 7, Ohio State 8, Notre Dame 9, Oklahoma State 10. I'll let you go first.
I didn't have anything, you know, the top of the poll, I can't get into a debate about as far as the first four. Only because we're going to see Clemson, Miami anyway, so I'm not going to argue whether I think Miami should be higher. I mean, frankly, I think Clemson's getting some benefit of the doubt being defending national champs there. I mean, the way I look at it is they're in the same conference, and you can say, well, Miami won that host of close games in a row, but guess what? They won them all. Clemson went up there and lost at Syracuse. So if I was going to argue, I'd probably have Miami in the two-hole, but I don't care. They're going to play each other. You know my feeling. I for some reason, there's this love of the Big 12, you know, and everything that is the Big 12, and I guess that's just the world we live in today because – you know, Oklahoma will go out there and score 50-some points. And, you know, but when I'm not a big 12 guy. I mean, I look at the conference and, you know, the next teams are TCU and Oklahoma State. Well, my question has been consistently on Oklahoma State. Let me look at the schedule outside the Big 12. I sent it to you yesterday. I mean, you got Tulsa, South Alabama, and Pitt. And the reason I'm covering Oklahoma State is to believe Oklahoma is that good, you have to believe Oklahoma State and TCU are that good. And I just don't see where I'm that impressed with Oklahoma State. And TCU, I know you like them preseason. I think they're a nice team. But again, out of conference, Jackson State, I'll give them a pass with Arkansas because Arkansas is in the SEC and it's a down year for them. And then, you know, SMU. SMU's been garbage since Eric Dickerson. So I don't know. You know, I'm just not as high in Oklahoma, but then I look at Wisconsin and I say, you know, for me, I'm probably putting, you know, this is going to piss a lot of people off, but for now, I'm probably putting Auburn in that four hole until they play Alabama and we see what happens.
Really tough to put these together, you know, because I was looking at schedules last night and, you know, you can make a case for or against a bunch of these guys, all right? When you really sit down and look at Alabama's schedule, you know, sure, the beginning of the year, beating Florida State looked like a really, really good thing. At this point now, absolutely not. You know, Florida State, a bottom feeder, if you can imagine such a thing, in the ACC. So I was going through this thing, Emil, trying to look at the road victories for these teams, at least in the top six
right.
or seven. Great ones for these teams. One thing I really realized, I mean, I knew this going in, but it really hit home to me sitting in Hard Rock Stadium on Saturday night. You have to be so much better than another team when you're going in there to play them on the road at night in college football. You got to be so much better.
You know, Chad, you point that out, and that's a great point. You were at the game. I didn't know that. You were there Saturday, huh?
I was there Saturday. The atmosphere, at least in the first three quarters, was out of this world. It felt like old school Orange Bowl, and that's a very tough thing for a road team to do.
Wow, they dragged all you old guys out. I saw Ed Reed there, man.
Man, we call it old, man. What you talking about?
Hey, well, listen, here's what I was telling. We have a bunch, you know this, I tell you this all the time. This is a Penn State, Notre Dame area up here. I guess in the Northeast, Notre Dame, they have a big following everywhere, but it's big in the New York City into Pennsylvania area. And, you know, Notre Dame fans were noticeably discouraged after the game, you know, and their team was garbage. And I said, listen, guys, your team's not garbage. I said exactly, basically, hey, believe it or not, you and I say a lot of things similarly. We think alike. I said the same thing you just said. I said, you went on the road. You played a very good team. It was a coming out party. The fan base has been waiting a long time for this team to come back. And once things go bad on the road, especially in that kind of atmosphere, they snowball. I mean, let's be honest. Miami's not 33 points better than Notre Dame, but they were that night.
Yeah. Listen, I don't know where to fall on that. It's just tough because when you go through and you start looking at everybody, you wonder, man, who's real? You know, we still have no idea. We're what, 10 weeks into this season, 11 weeks, we're deep into this thing, and you still aren't really sure who's real. Which is why I made that post on Facebook that said, you know, after Saturday night, looking at things Saturday night, man, Miami has as good a chance as anyone. Of winning the national championship.
Sure, I mean, they do. And you had a lot of crazies on your page, and I had to straighten a few of them out. Look, I'm not here to say Miami's going to win it all, but anybody saying that this particular year Miami can't play with Alabama, then they're just not watching the games. I mean, there's nothing to suggest, you know, based on what I've seen, and this is, you know, we're really nitpicking. This is how good Alabama has become. They're 10-0, so there's no doubt about it. They're an excellent football team. But this is nowhere near the past teams he's had. They struggled at Texas A&M, to your point, road victories. They struggled 27-19. They struggled at Mississippi State, 31-24. Nothing wrong with those kind of wins, but we're just not used to seeing that from Alabama. And if someone's out there trying to say just because they wear Alabama on their uniform that Miami can't play with them this year, then they're just not watching the games.
True. I mean, listen, I said this going in on the show on Friday. You remember the one where we were having trouble and I couldn't really get you on. But going into the game, listen, I didn't win any of my college football certified picks on Friday, but I nailed this Miami game. In watching both teams play, the key games that I watched, Miami's front seven I knew was going to be a very difficult thing for Notre Dame to deal with, and that's what it turned out to be. They couldn't operate the way that they did against Georgia, and Georgia became came right back down to life on Saturday. So people
It was a matchup issue. Yes, it was a match. You know, and the other thing too, where Notre Dame took off in the polls, okay, where people really started to believe, was when they waxed my team on a Saturday night in South Bend, 49-14. Okay, and if you remember before that game, you and I did the show on a Friday, and I wasn't feeling real good that day. I mean, I told you, I kind of felt it was a matchup issue. You know, obviously I thought USC could win, but I wasn't like, I knew what was going to happen. Notre Dame was going to run the ball. USC had two or three starters out on their defensive line. They were playing some true freshmen, highly recruited true freshmen, but true freshmen. And Notre Dame has a couple offensive linemen there that they say are NFL caliber. I'm not so sure as I watch what Miami did. I mean, they may be serviceable NFL players, but they sure had a hard time with speed that day, Saturday night. But all I'm trying to say is that's when Notre Dame's season took off. And, again, it was a matchup issue. They had a beat-up USC team playing to a USC weakness to their strength. And I think Miami was a big matchup problem for Notre Dame because you guys have a more veteran front and you have speed and things that Notre Dame had trouble handling. And when they had to throw the ball, they couldn't. They just couldn't throw the ball. Notre Dame needs to be able to run the ball to be effective.
True. And I didn't, you know, folks were talking about Notre Dame can't pass the football. I felt like they weren't giving their passing game enough credit. But in the end, while I still feel that way, what ended up happening was they really couldn't do anything running the ball, so they became a little bit more one-dimensional. And if you're asking them to be that, then yes.
That's what I mean. Notre Dame can throw the football, but they need to be able to do play action and different things to throw that football. That kid is not going to just go back, get in a shotgun, and throw the football 50 times and keep them in a football game. That's just not what Notre Dame is.
Sure. Yeah, they're not that kind of football team. And, you know, who is really, for that matter? Not too many teams. You'd have to dive into the Big 12 and go get Oklahoma State.
Right. No. Most teams are going to need to run the ball. You know. Let me ask you this. I've been kind of perusing this poll, and you know what bothers me, I guess, generally speaking, is an overview. And again, it's a pet peeve of mine. I believe it's a pet peeve of yours, maybe not as big as mine. Why do we consistently get this ranking happening where it's almost like these guys can't get away from thinking this is the NFL and they rank records? Like, I hear this talk on the show. Well, you know, Wisconsin's won every game. My God, you have to put them. Why do I have to put them anywhere? Because they won every game. Their schedule's crap. Go look at it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, like I said, I don't really know much of who's real, to be honest with you. We're still going to need to figure it out. I think these conference championship games, and we only have about a minute and a half left here, but I think we are going to have these conference championship games, and they're going to tell us a little bit more about what we need to know with these teams. Clemson is going to face Miami. I know Miami fans are not happy about being ranked behind Clemson as an undefeated team. I would question that, but it doesn't matter because Clemson is going to face Miami, so that will get solved. Alabama's got to take on Auburn in the Iron Bowl. This looks like a game that Alabama could lose. So I think and maybe this is what college football wants and needs.
Well, this is a case this year, Chad, for the 8-team playoff. 5 conference champions win their way in, 3 at large, and we're not having this conversation because you should be winning your way in to this tournament, and then you can have your 3 at large. This is a classic example of why you need 8 teams, because for this year, there is no clear-cut 4.
You know, Emil, I might go against you on that, and that's probably something we could pick up on Friday's show. But, you know, I'm not sure an 8-team playoff is what we need. And, you know, I will explain that more on Friday. A good topic that we did. So, nevertheless, that's our 15-minute show. That's the college football playoff rankings. That's Emil and I's thoughts on it. We're going to see you guys on Friday at 10 a.m. for our Football Friday show where we talk high school, college, and NFL football. For those of you listening, thanks for listening to the Gridiron Stud Show. We'll see you guys on Friday.